This is St. Louis Public Radio. The St. Louis-based nonprofit Pianos for People sums up its mission pretty well with its name. The group solicits piano donations, fixes up and tunes the old instruments, and then gives them to people who want to learn to play but can't afford to buy one. It also offers piano lessons. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin went along with Pianos for People as the group delivered its latest piano.
There are pianos all over the place, at the Cherokee Street headquarters of Pianos for People. In the front room, there are at least a half dozen that are used for group lessons. Out behind the main building, there's a converted shed they use for a class on music production and storing more pianos.
We're looking at about eight pianos that are around the walls.
That's Sheena Duncan. She's the organization's executive director.
We've got a beautiful little black baby grand. And then towards the back of the building, we've got three pianos that are sitting in a bank where they are serviced and get prepped to go out to recipients.
One of them is heading out today to the Al Chappelle Community Center. That's part of the Clinton Peabody Public Housing Development in St. Louis. Hannah Harum is the donation coordinator and a piano teacher. She says the piano they're about to give away is a good one.
This is a Kawai, which is an excellent brand of piano. It's very young. I think this is the one that, that's only 13 years old,
yes.
I believe. So when we saw that this was coming to us, we were over the moon.
Hi, guys.
Soon, a truck from St. Louis Piano pulls up. They are professional piano movers and often help fix up the ones that are donated here.
That's good. Yeah.
Two men roll the piano out the back door of the building, up a ramp, and into the truck, where they strap it in and lock it down. About 15 minutes later, they're at the community center, muscling the piano into the elevator. It fits, and up on the second floor, they carry it into a room where folks from the Housing Authority and the Arts and Education Council are waiting for it. The first person to take the piano for a spin is Chris White. He's the Chief Development Officer for the Housing Authority.
It's more than what we hoped for. I mean, it's a beautiful instrument. It seems like it's been barely used. It plays very nicely. It's very smooth. I think it'll continue to provide years of service for residents. So we're very excited about it.
Sheena Duncan, Executive Director of Pianos for People, says her group has refurbished and found new homes for 250 pianos in the past 6 years. So getting a nice piano in people's hands is one thing, but what about learning to play them? The other side of Pianos for People's work is free piano lessons. Those happen on Cherokee Street and Ferguson First Baptist Church. On a Tuesday night on Cherokee, Kaya Baker is leading a group lesson for six beginners between the ages of 8 and 11. Joaquin Foxwell is a few years more advanced than these kids. He's a high school freshman. And he's been taking lessons for a few years.
As with all things, practice made me better. And I'm not going to say I'm a musical genius right now, but I am better than I was before. I've always liked music in general, and being able to play piano, it allows me to put my feelings on the keyboard so I don't leave them pinned in. It's like a form of therapy almost.
Kaya Baker, the piano teacher, says the lessons are about more than just improving the kids' musical proficiency.
I think they find out things about themselves and what they can do. I think they find confidence. I think they find friendships. I think they find acceptance and unconditional love. Yeah.
Baker says some of her students show up and have a knack for it right away. Others have to work harder to build up their skills. But the fun, she says, is in giving each one a chance to tap out their own tune. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.